感谢主，今天早晨又能在这里和弟兄姊妹见面交通。
We thank the Lord that this morning I can see all the brothers and sisters and have some fellowship with you.
让弟兄姊妹大家都能有印象啊，知道这一段时间里面，我们许多的话语、许多的信息，都是说到主的见证。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember, all the recent sharings we have relates to the testimony of the Lord.
上一个主日，中年弟兄也说到见证和信心。
Last Sunday, Brother John shared with us about testimony and the faith.
说到在这个挪亚的时代，就是神就准备用洪水来毁灭那个地上和那一个时代。
He shared that at the time of Noah, God wanted to use the flood to destroy all the earth.
因为那个时代里头人呢，罪恶甚多。
Because in that age, there is much evil.
不仅是在婚姻上头是失败的。
Their marriages were failures.
并且整天所思想的尽都是恶。
And every day that they thought about was evil.
所以神就看见这种光景，心里就后悔，也非常忧伤。
So when God saw that, he was sorrowful in his heart, and so his spirit was grieved.
所以就准备就想那个打算。用洪水来审判那个时代。
So he determined to use the flood to judge that generation.
那所有的人和那全地都毁灭掉。
He destroyed all the people and the whole earth.
这是一件非常严重的事情。
This was a serious matter.
按照那神的定规来说，没有一个人可以存活的。
By the determination of God, there should be no one who can survive.
因为全地都在犯了罪。
Because the entire earth has sinned.
这种情形只有挪亚一件，只有挪亚一个人是一个义人。
Noah was the only righteous man.
所以神为他预备了一个拯救。
So the Lord prepared a salvation for him.
就使他做一个方舟。
He let Noah build an ark.
可以躲避那个洪水的审判。
To escape the judgment of the flood.
那方舟它就是那个见证的意思。
The ark represents testimony.
就是给我们看见，只有在神的见证啊，只有神的见证，在那个混乱的时代当中，在这个败坏的时代里面，那是我们的拯救。
So that God let us see that in an evil and adulterous generation, testimony is our only salvation.
那是我们的避难所。
It is also our refuge.
所以，中立兄就借着那个方舟这件事讲到。那个见证是何等重要一件事。
So through the matter of the ark, God told us how important this matter of testimony is.
今天上午呢，我也有一点负担，讲一点关于见证和十字架。
This morning, I have the burden to share with you on the testimony and the cross.
我们先读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few scripture passages.
第一处圣经是在哥林多后书。
The first passage is found in 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们从第七节一直读到第十一节十二节。
Let's read from verse 7 to 12.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。我们四面受敌，却不被困住；心里作难，却不致失望；倒逼迫，却不被丢弃； 达到了却不至死亡，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动。
Verse 7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the surpassing greatness of the power may be of God, and not from ourselves. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death works in us, but life in you.
我们再读主加拉太书 马太福音第十六章。
Let's read Matthew 16.
Verse 24. 到二十六节。
To verse 26.
于是耶稣对门徒说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命，凡为我丧掉生命的，必得着生命。人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢？人还能拿什么换生命呢？
Verse 24, then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it.But whoever loses his life for my sake shall find it. For what will a man be profited if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
我们再读加拉太书二章二十节。
Let's read Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Verse 20, I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
再读一处，就约翰福音第十二章。
Another passage in John chapter 12.
Verse 24. 我实实在在的告诉你们，一粒麦子不落在地里死了，仍旧是一粒。若是死了，就结出许多子粒来。
Verse 24, truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains by itself alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit.
好，我们再有一些祷告。
Good, let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你是何等的爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for you love us so much.
你把你自己宝贵的见证托付给我们。
You gave us, you entrusted us with your precious testimony.
你也指示我们怎样让你的见证能在我们身上彰显出来。
You also instruct us to, as to how to manifest this testimony from our lives.
不仅借着我们弟兄给我们看见我们需要要有信心。
Not only do you let our brother show us that we have to have faith,
也给我们看见也要借着十字架。
We also need to see that it is through the cross.
借着十字架不仅说出了主你是何等的爱我们。
Because the cross not only did it tell us how much you love us,
并且借着十字架也给我们看见你解决了我们的罪，赦免了我们所有一切的亏欠。
And also through the cross, you have forgiven all our sins and has forgiven all our shortcomings.
你也给我们看见借着十字架主你也解决了我们这个人的问题。
You have also through the cross resolved the problem of the man.
除去了我们的肉体，我们的自己。
You have removed the self and the flesh and ourselves.
也败坏了仇敌所有一切的诡计。
You have also rendered powerless all the wicked schemes of the enemy.
主你借着十字架成功了何等伟大的工作。
Through the cross you've accomplished such great work.
所有一切难处都已经解决了。
You have resolved all difficulties.
借着十字架，所有的问题都已经过去了。
Through the cross, all the difficulties have passed away.
我们实在感谢赞美你，你把这宝贝的十字架能够启示在我们的里面。
We truly thank and praise you because you've given us this precious cross manifested.
也让我们能够那个接受，也能够享受十字架所给我们带来的一切的福分。
So that we can also enjoy all the blessings that the cross has brought forth.
我们真愿意像作诗人所说的，我们宝贵的、古老的十字架。
As the hymn of the author has said, we want to cherish this old rugged cross.
因为借着十字架能把我们带到荣耀的里面。
Because through the cross we can be brought into glory.
也借着十字架能够使我们得到荣耀的冠冕。
And through the cross we can exchange it for a crown.
我们感谢赞美主耶稣基督。
We thank and praise the Lord Jesus Christ.
你在我们身上所做的是何等的美好。
What you have done in us is so wonderful.
我们愿意把我们交在主的手中。
We desire to yield ourselves into your gracious hands.
也让我们做一个背起十字架来跟随你的一般人。
So there will be a people who will take up our crosses and follow you.
好让你自己的见证能在你教会当中能够彰显出来。
So that your testimony can be manifested in the church.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen. 我们刚开头所说到关于主的见证乃是非常重要的一件事。
Earlier we mentioned that the testimony of God is a very important matter.
全本的圣经都说到这一件事情。
The entire Bible talks about this matter.
这里我们所说的见证不是指着我们到法庭里头去做见证。
This testimony we're referring to is not testifying in court.
也不是指到我们在交通聚会里头为了主做一点见证
or to testify for the Lord in our fellowship meetings
见证我们的主是何等的爱我们
to testify that our Lord loves us so much
也见证我们的主医治我们的疾病解决了我们问题
and to also testify that the Lord has solved all our problems for us
这都是很好的见证
these are all good testimonies
不是指今天我们所讲的那个这见证
but this is not the testimony that we're going to talk about today
我们今天所讲的见证乃是神的见证。
Today, the testimony we're going to talk about is the testimony of God.
是耶稣基督的见证。
Testimony of Jesus Christ.
也是教会的见证。
Which is also the testimony of the church.
这个乃是整本圣经的中心。
This is the focal point of the whole Bible.
我们的神他是住在人所不能靠近的光的里面。
Our God lives in this light that a man cannot draw near.
但是他喜欢叫人认识他。
But he desires for men to get to know him.
他喜欢把自己启示在人的里面。
He desires to be revealed among men.
好让对他有真实的认识。
So that men can have a true knowledge of him.
那为什么这样？
Why is this so?
因为他造人的时候啊，就是按照他的形象和样式造的。
Because when he made man, he created them in his image and his likeness.
换句话说，神创造人的目的就是让人像神。
In other words, when God created man, he wanted man to be like him.
把那个神的形象和样式在那儿彰显出来。
So that God's likeness and image can be manifested.
既然这样，他必须把自己启示给我们。
As a result, he has to reveal himself to us.
我们不认识他，我们怎么能够像他呢？
If we don't know him, how can we be like him?
我们怎么能够把他彰显出来呢？
How can we manifest him?
他虽然他是住在人所不能靠近的光里面，
Even though he dwells in light that man cannot draw near.
但是他也借着各种方法把自己启示给我们，让我们对他有真实的认识。
But then through very many different means, he reveals himself to us so that we can have a true knowledge of him.
开头的时候，神是借着他所创造宇宙万有，把他自己启示出来。
In the beginning, through the creation of heaven and earth, he revealed himself to us.
若是这样，讲到这件事情的时候，那是很这个是很多。
There are many things that refer to this.
我们就让它过去。
Let's pass it by.
我是用罗马书第一章来说一点就可以了。
We just need to use Romans 1 to explain this.
罗马书第一章说到，他说关于神的事情啊，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里头。
Romans 1 talks about that which is known about God is evident within them, for God made it evident to them.
他说因为神已经给他们显明。
Because God has already made it evident to them.
这是头一件事情。
This is the first issue.
在我们心里头啊，我们都有一个感觉知道有神。
In our heart, we all have this feeling that there is God.
虽然有的人头脑里都不相信神。
Even though in our heads, some people may not believe in God.
但是心里头还是感觉到有神。
In their heart, they may feel God.
这外面讲很多理由说是没有神。
Even though they say outwardly about many reasons why there is no God.
但是当我们那静下来，那思想的时候，最深处还是感觉到有神。
When we quiet down and we meditate upon this matter, we feel that there's God.
关于神的事情啊，神一定能显明在人心里头。
Because that which is known about God is evident within men.
这是很奇妙的一件事。
This is an amazing matter.
也是很真实的一件事。
This is also a very true matter.
那我们知道，所有一切那个动物，所有一切的活物，都没有神的观念。
We know that all animals and creation do not have the crown of God.
那只有我们人呢，里头有神的观念。
Only we have the crown of God.
虽然我们会拜很多的偶像，说这个是神，那个是神。
Even though we may worship idols and say this is God and that is God.
那不过是显明说我们里头有一个观念，我们里头有个感觉，知道有一位神。
This just illustrates the concept that we have in our mind that there is a God.
但不知道这位神是怎样的一位神。
We just don't know what kind of God he is.
所以我们就想神是这样，神是那样，结果就造出各种各样的偶像来了。
So we imagine him to be this way and that way and created lots of idols.
我们里头知道有一位神。
We know that there is a God.
那不但这样。
Not only so.
他说自从造天地以来，关于神的事情，神的永能和神性已经显明了。
For since the creation of the world, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.
因为神已经给他们显明。
Because God has already made it clearly seen.
虽然人不知道。
Even though men may not understand.
虽然人没有看见神。
Even though men may not see God.
但是借着神所创造的宇宙万有。
But through the creation and all that is created in the world.
人就知道有这一位神，乃是他的能力是何等浩大。
They know that there is a God with eternal power and
他的性格是何等的美丽。
And his nature is so beautiful.
是神所创造于的万有是那样的美丽。
The creation of the world by God is so beautiful.
也是那样的这个大能。
It is also has, he also has great power.
这都给我们看见我们的神是怎样一位神。
This all illustrates what a God he is.
神借着他所创造于的万有把他自己显明出来。
So through the creation of the world, he manifested himself to us.
不过这样的显明啊，实在是很不确定。
But this manifestation is not a little uncertain.
让人也比较模糊一点。
It is also a little ambiguous.
所以当神把以色列人从埃及救出来的时候，
So when God called the Israelites out of Egypt,
他们到了在旷野当中，
In the wilderness,
特别是在创世纪第 19章第20章，
especially in Genesis 20,
神就把那十条诫命赐给他们。
God gave them the Ten Commandments.
那十条诫命不光是一个命令，要他们该知道该怎样的行。
These commandments are not just commands from God, so they know how to act.
这十条诫命实在说起来，乃是个启示，把神启示给他们，让他们知道神是怎样的一位神。
But these Ten Commandments actually is a revelation of what a God he is, and reveal God to them.
神在万民当中拣选了以色列人。
Because God has chosen the Israelites of all
people.
And he also separated them from all
people.
He wanted to make them his people.
神要做他们的神。
And God wants to be their God.
所以神就把他自己启示给他们。
So God revealed himself to them.
借着所赐给他们的十条诫命，给他们看见我们的神是怎样的一位神。
So through the Ten Commandments, they can see what kind of God they have.
第一，给他们看见神是独一无二的神。
First, they see that this is the one and only God.
只有一位神。
There is only one God.
这个神乃是独一的神。
This is a only one God.
给他们看见神是圣洁的。
You also see that God is holy.
神是一位灵。
He is also a spirit.
神是看不见的。
He is invisible.
只有心灵能够接触到他。
Only with your heart spirit you can touch him.
看不见的。
You cannot see him with the eyes of the flesh.
所以你不能造任何的形象来和神相比。
So you cannot build any idol or image to compare with him.
也不能造任何的东西把它摆在和神同等的地位上面。
You cannot build anything that has the equating position as God.
只有他是独一无二的神。
Because he is the one and only God.
并且他是一位灵，是人所不看不见的。
And he's also a spirit that no one can see.
也是人所摸不着的。
And it is, he's also a God that you cannot touch.
若是一个物质的东西的话呢？
If this is a substantive matter,
他就受空间和时间的限制。
Then he'll be limited by time and space.
我们神乃是灵，是没有时间和空间的限制的。
But our God is a spirit, and he is not limited by time or space.
从前是如何，今天他还是如何。
Previously, as he was, he can still be.
在这里这怎样，他在其他地方仍然是那样。
He can be at one place and can be at another place doing something else.
因为他是一位灵。
Because he is a spirit.
他是那位圣洁的。
He is also holy.
是从万有当中分别出来的。
And he is also separated from the universe.
和所有一切人事物都不一样。
He is different from any other thing, matter, or people.
因为他是一位灵。
Because he is a spirit.
第三也给我们看见他是信实的。
Thirdly, it also shows that he is faithful.
所以不可妄称耶和华的名。
So you shall not take the name of the Lord in vain.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
主耶稣也说。
Jesus Christ said,
你们的话是就说是，不是是就说不是。
Let your yea, yes be yes and no be no.
若再多说，就是出于那恶者。
If you say any more, that is from the evil one.
我们的神是信实的。
Our God is faithful.
他也要我们做一个信实的人。
He also wants us to be faithful.
要我们不要有谎言。
So that we shouldn't have lies.
不要有欺骗。
So that we have no deception.
不要有蒙蔽的事。
So that we have no cover.
不要弄在黑暗的事情。
So that we don't have anything that falls in darkness.
因为神是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
他是那个光明的。
And he is bright.
我们也要信实。
And we have to be faithful.
这第三、第四又说到神是那位恩典的神。
Fourth, it also speaks about the God as the gracious God.
他乐意把他所有一切都给人。
He wants to give his all to men.
所以当他创造宇宙万有，用六天的时间把整个的万有再恢复过来之后。
So after he has restored the whole universe in 6 days, and he created the world.
啊，最末了就创造人。
And at the very last, he created men.
人头一天就是所谓的安息日。
And the first day men experience is the day of the Sabbath.
换句话说，又让人享受安息。
In other words, he let men enjoy the rest.
为什么要享受安息呢？
Why do we need to enjoy the rest?
因为人所需要的一切，神都已经预备好了。
Because all that we need has been provided by God.
神是那恩典的神。
God is a gracious God.
他创造宇宙万有就是给人来享受的。
He created the universe for the enjoyment of men.
有的是为了身体的享受，为了身体的食物。
Some are for food for men.
也为了悦人的眼目。
And some to be pleasing to our eyes.
所以神所预所有所给所创造一切都是为了人所预备的。
So whatever God has created was for the preparation of men.
那就说到我们的神乃是一位恩典的神。
This speaks of the graciousness of God.
在旧约里是这样。
In the Old Testament, He is so.
在新约里也是这样。
In the New Testament, He is also like this.
你记得当主耶稣在十字架上最末了一句话。
Do you remember the last words of the Lord on the cross?
就是成了。
It is accomplished.
换句话说，所有救恩的工作、救赎的工作都已经完成了，完成了。
In other words, all the work that pertains to redemption and salvation is finished.
不仅他的宝血洗净了我们的罪。
Not only did his precious blood cleanse our sins.
记得主耶稣在十字架上担当了我们一切的罪。
He has borne all our sins on the cross.
为还清了我们的罪债。
He has paid all our debts.
替我们受了惩罚。
He has borne all the punishment.
忍受了神的愤怒。
He has borne all the wrath of God.
并且主耶稣就也埋葬了。
And he has also been buried.
把我们所有一切那个旧人、旧的人和他一同死，也和他一同埋葬。
And all the old men would die with him and be buried with him.
等他从死里复活之后，就是我们和主耶稣一同从死里复活了。
So when he arose from the dead, we also arise with him from the dead.
那主复活的生命就在我们里面。
And his resurrection life is in us.
因着我们相信他的缘故，接受了这复活主的生命。
And because we believe in him and we've received his life.
这个生命就是复活的生命。
This life is that resurrection life.
这个生命就是大能的生命。
This life is that of great power.
这个生命是活到永远的生命。
This life endures forever and ever.
因为它是复活的。
Because it is resurrection.
我们也和主耶稣一同升到天上。
We will also rise to the heavens with the Lord Jesus.
我们今天有属天的地位。
So today we have this heavenly position.
我们不再是属地的一般人。
We are not earthly.
我们乃是属天的一般人。
We are a heavenly people.
我们和主耶稣一同坐在天上。
We sit with the Lord on the heavens.
主一切的工作都已经完成功了。
So all the work by the Lord has been accomplished.
所以今天我们就来享受主所为我们成功的救恩。
So today we are enjoying the salvation that He has accomplished for us.
无论是在新约也好，旧约也好。
So whether it is in the New Testament or the Old Testament.
无论是我们关于身外的，关于我们属灵的。
Whether it is some material things or spiritual matters,
神都为我们预备好了。
He has prepared all for us.
借着神的救恩，我们所有难处都解决了。
And through His salvation, He has solved all our difficulties.
借着神给我们预备，我们外面的一切的那个生活上所需要的也都得到了。
And all the things we need in our life, we has been provided for us. 所以我们的
神，他乃是恩典的神。
So our God is a gracious God.
一切都是白白的赐给我们。
Everything has been given to us freely.
我们出代价，不需要我们花钱的。
We don't have to pay a price. We don't have to pay any money.
都是他所为我们成全的。
It is all that he has done for us.
这叫恩典。
So this is grace.
是白白的赐给我们的。
This is free grace that was given to us.
我们的神乃是恩典的神。
So our God is a gracious God.
那么除了这四点之外。
Other than these four things.
下面还有六点，那就说到人和人之间该有的关系。
The other six commandments deals with human relationship.
那么这些关系就叫我们能够像神一样。
All these relationships show us that we need to be like God.
神是怎样慈爱的，我们也应该充满了爱。
How he is so loving, he is filled with loving kindness, we should also be filled with love.
神是怎样公义的，我们也应该这样。
He is righteous, so we should be righteous.
那就 换句话说, 使我们成为神的彰彰显。
In other words, we are manifesting Him.
把我们的神在从我们身上在彰显明出来。
So from us, our God is being manifested.
这是十条诫命。
These are the Ten Commandments.
十条诫命不光是不是一个命令。
These commandments are not just a command.
是个律法。
They're not just laws.
是要人来遵守的。
It is not just things for men to obey.
十条诫命呢是个启示。
But these are just, these are also manifestation of revelation.
启示给我们。
So that God is revealed to us.
所以虽然是这样。
So even so.
但是呢还是有缺陷。
We still fall short.
十条诫命虽然把神或者律法各方面虽然律法典章把神在那显明出来。
Even though the God is revealed through all the laws and the regulations and the Ten Commandments.
给我们看见我们的神是怎样的一位神。
And it showed us what kind of a God we have.
但是说给我们所看见的还是不活。
However, what we can see is not a lie.
不过是一个字句。
These are just words.
不过是一些道理。
These are just theories.
却不是一种活的表现。
This is not a lively manifestation.
对我们来说呢，还是不够实际。
So to us, it is not realistic enough.
为这个缘故，他差遣的儿子主耶稣基督到地上来。
For this reason, he sent his son to this earth.
主耶稣呢，就像成长一个肉身。
The Lord became flesh.
借着这一个人呢，把神完全的表明出来了。
Through this person, God was fully manifested.
约翰告诉我们说，从来没有人看见过神呢。
John told us that no man has seen God at any time.
只有借着父怀独生子把他表明出来。
The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained.
主耶稣把神完全的表明出来了。
The Lord Jesus Christ has explained Him and manifested
Him. 所以当主耶稣在地上的时候。
So when the Lord Jesus was on this earth,
无论他的生活形式,
whether it is his life,
在各方面都是给我们看见神是怎样一位神。
From all aspects of his life, it showed us what kind of God he was.
这一天在这个在他地上差不多最末了的时候。
When he was on this earth toward the very end,
他有个门徒叫腓力。
He had a disciple called Philip.
腓力因为和主耶稣天天在一起，常常在一起。
Philip was constantly with the Lord Jesus.
他就看见我们的主，他说显出来的是那样荣耀，是那样的美丽。
And he could see the glory and the beauty manifested by the Lord Jesus on this earth.
圣洁那样的完全。
And it was so holy and so complete.
他心里头啊充满了炫目。
And his heart was filled with desire.
他也非常宝贵主耶稣基督。
And he also treasured the Lord Jesus.
但是他就想到啊，不知道呢。父啊，那是多美。
But then he wondered how beautiful the Father was.
我们的主已经这样美了。
Our Lord was so beautiful.
可能父更美。
Maybe the Father was even more beautiful.
他就祷告主啊，求你把父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
So he prayed to the Lord that if they could reveal the Father to him, then they would be satisfied.
你记得主耶稣对他说的话。
Do you know what the Lord Jesus said to him?
主说腓力，我和你这么在所同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？
Philip, I have been with you for so long. Do you not know me?
你看见了我，就是看见了父。
When you see me, you see the Father.
父在我里面，我在父里面。
The Father is in me, and I in Him.
你不相信吗？
Do you not believe this?
他在别的地方又说到，我与父原为一。
In other places, he said that the Father and I were one.
说主耶稣说话形式。
So the way he spoke and the way he acted,
所有一切都是把神那显明出来。
All what the Lord Jesus did was to reveal God.
都是把神彰显出来。
And was to manifest God.
给我们看见神是怎样一位神。
So that we can see what kind of God he is.
就看见了父神。
When we see the Lord Jesus, we see God the Father.
我们的主耶稣基督，他就是神活的见证。
So our Lord Jesus was the lively testimony.
把神活活的在表明出来了。
So he manifested God in bodily form.
这是我们的主耶稣基督。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
等到他离开的要他为成功了救赎。
And he has accomplished the salvation.
他要到十字架上那个去完成救赎的时期之前。
Before he went to the cross.
他就要把他的那个见证托付给我们。
He wanted to entrust his testimony to us.
他把见证托付给什么人呢？
Who did he entrust his testimony to?
他把他的见证就托付，把这神的见证就托付给他的教会。
And he entrusted his testimony to his church.
因为教会是基督的身体。
Because the church is the body of Christ.
教会乃是从基督而产生出来的。
The church was born of Christ.
这是教会。
This is church.
主就把他的见神的见证托付给教会。
So the Lord entrusted his testimony to the church.
我们今天不仅是一帮蒙恩得救的人。
Today, not only are we saved by grace,
我们也有一个荣耀的盼望。
We also have a glorious hope.
但是我们还要记得，我们有一个最宝贵的、最重要的一个职责。
But we also have a very important, precious ministry.
我们乃是神的见证人。
We are the witnesses of His testimony.
主耶稣把神的见证托付给我们。
The Lord Jesus has entrusted God's testimony to us.
我们乃在地上为主做为神做见证的一般人。
So we are the people who will bear His testimony on this earth.
记录在哥罗西书第二章。
In Colossians 2,
那里有第二节有一句话说，神的奥秘就是基督。
In chapter 2, verse 2, there's a phrase about God's mystery, that is Christ Himself.
神是一位奥秘的神。
God is a mysterious God.
是人看不见的。
Man cannot see him.
也是人所摸不着的。
And we cannot touch him.
是人所不知道的。
And we cannot know him.
但是这一位奥秘的神呢？
But this God with this mystery.
他说神的奥秘就是基督。
But God's mystery is Christ Himself.
是基督主耶稣基督把他的奥秘的神在那完全表明出来了。
It is the Lord Jesus who manifested God's mystery to us.
你若是要认识这位奥秘的神。
If you want to know about the mystery of God.
你若是要知道这位奥秘的神。
If you want to know about the mystery.
你只要看主耶稣基督。
Just look at the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣把他完全表明出来。
Because the Lord Jesus has fully manifested God to us.
不仅他的生活行动能向世主是把神表明出来。
Not only was his life manifested God.
就他里面一切所是的都把神在表明出来。
Everything within him also manifested God.
因为神本性的他所有一切智慧和知识都藏在主耶稣基督里面。
Because all the wisdom and knowledge is hidden in the Lord Jesus.
神所知道的主耶稣都知道。
Whatever God knows, the Lord Jesus also knows.
神所能的那主耶稣都能。
Whatever God can do, the Lord Jesus can also do.
因为他是神的那个神所有那个神知识和智慧的宝藏。
Because he is the depository of all of God's knowledge and wisdom.
那神知道什么？
So what does God know?
他是无所不知的。
He knows everything.
我们的主耶稣他是无所不知的。
So our Lord Jesus also knows everything.
他知道我们的光景。
He knows our conditions.
不仅我们看得见的光，他知道。
The things people can see, he knows.
连我们的心怀意念，他都知道。
He also knows our mind and heart.
因为他是无所不知的。
Because he knows about everything.
神所有的知识都在他的里面。
All of God's knowledge is in him.
他也是智慧的神。
He is also a wise God.
什么叫智慧？
What is wisdom?
智慧是他能做。
Wisdom meaning he can do something.
他能够解决。
And he can solve something.
他能够来成全。
And he can complete some work.
神所能做，他也都能做。
Whatever God can do, he can also do.
我们在神说，在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
Whatever is impossible with man, it is possible with God.
我们知道这句话。
We know this phrase.
我们也常常用这句话。
We always quote this phrase.
在人所不能的，在神凡事都能。
Whatever is impossible with man is possible with God.
我们的神没有一个难处不能解决的。
There is not a single difficulty that our God cannot resolve.
没有一种情形他不能产生出来的。
There's not a situation that he cannot create.
他是凡事都能。
He can do anything.
这是我们的主耶稣。
This is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他也是这样，神是所能的，他凡事都能。
Everything is possible with God, and so everything is possible with the Lord Jesus.
神的智慧就藏在他里面。
Because God's knowledge and wisdom is hidden in the Lord Jesus.
外面的像神。
So not only does he look like God from the outward appearance.
里头所是的也是神。
Everything he is within is also like God.
活活的表现。
Because he is the lively manifestation of God.
这是哥罗西书第二章告诉我们的。
This is what Colossians 2:2 told us.
以弗所书第三章告诉我们。
What did Ephesians 3 tell us?
他说你们读了我的书信。
You can read my epistles.
你们也深深地会知道我是人，我知道基督的奥秘。
And you also know that I know the mystery of Christ.
那什么叫基督的奥秘呢？
What is the mystery of Christ?
神的奥秘我们知道了。
We understand now the mystery of God.
这位神是奥秘的神。
This is a mysterious God.
他是住在人手不能靠近的光里头。
He dwells in light that man cannot draw near.
但是借着主耶稣基督把他表明出来了。
But this Christ has manifested him.
那么基督的奥秘什么？
So what is the mystery of Christ?
那就给我们看见。
This illustrates
当主耶稣在地上的时候
that when the Lord was on this earth
能看见他能听见他能亲手看见亲手摸着能亲眼看见
You can touch him with your own hands You can see him with your own eyes
那主耶稣不是个奥秘
But the Lord Jesus was not a mystery
为什么能看得见摸得着的
Because he can, you can see him and you can touch him
但是当他从死里复活之后
But after he was risen from the dead
他升到天上
He was risen to the heavens.
We cannot
see him anymore. And we cannot touch him
anymore.
Because he arose to the heavens.
所以在许多人里的主耶稣是奥秘。
So to many people, he is a mystery.
虽然从四福音书里的能够知道主耶稣是怎样一位。
Even though from the four gospels, we know what kind of person the Lord Jesus is.
但是我们却对主主对主不能有真实的认识。
However, we cannot have a true knowledge of the Lord Jesus.
从书本上啊知道是有事了。
We understand him from the book knowledge. 从
圣经里头懂得知道一点就是了。
So we know a little bit about him from the Bible.
主耶稣乃是奥秘。
So Christ is actually a mystery.
那世人怎么能认识主耶稣基督呢
So how can people in the world know
Christ? 你也给他读圣经他说这就是圣经所说的
And you read the Bible and this is what the Bible says.
他是信不来的
And they cannot believe it.
你给他读听讲道
And you listen to sermons.
他也听不进去
And he cannot listen in.
那就是你们讲道人当然这样讲了
This is whatever you say, blah blah blah.
他怎么能认识主耶稣
How can he understand
那主耶稣乃是个奥秘对他们来说是个奥秘
To them,Christ is a mystery.
弟兄姊妹，给我们看见那个基督的奥秘。
So we see that the mystery of Christ
就是教会
is the church.
那么借着基督虽然是奥秘
even though there's a mystery of Christ,
是借着教会把它表明出来
through the church, the mystery of Christ was manifested.
主把我们留在地上。
The Lord has left us on this earth.
就是为了让我们把主耶稣在那儿表明出来的。
So that we can manifest the Lord Jesus.
主就把神的见证托付给我们。
The Lord has entrusted the testimony of God to us.
主就把他耶稣基督见证托付给我们。
He also entrusted us with the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们在地上成为主耶稣基督的一个活的表现。
So that on this earth we can be the lively manifestation of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is indeed a glorious matter.
将来我们进到荣耀，这是一件大的事情。
So in the future when we enter into glory. This is a huge matter. 今天我们
呢在地上呢表明主耶稣
Today on this earth we are manifesting Christ
成为主耶稣活的见证
So that we can be a lively manifestation
这更是一件宝贵的事
This is even a more precious matter
一件荣耀的事情
And a glorious matter
他就说到那个教会是怎样一个情形呢
And what kind of condition is this church
教会就是在基督里头同为后嗣同为一体同蒙应许
And this church is have a fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise I don't want to spend too much time on this matter.
教会在地上
The church is on this earth.
就继续不断地做工在这教会的里面
So the Lord continuously do his work in the church.
把我们里头所有一切的杂质所有一切的不该有的东西都从里头慢慢除掉
So all the filth and the things that should not contain in us, he removes them.
而把他把自己记得圣灵充满在我们里面
And through the Holy Spirit He filled himself in us
所以有弟兄这边祷告主就用水借的道把教会洗净
So as brothers and sisters pray through the word as water He cleansed the church
成为一个荣耀的教会
So that it is a glorious church
是圣洁没有瑕疵的
It's a holy without blemish
一个荣耀的教会
This is a holy glorious church
能够和主那个相配
So that is compatible with God.
这是我主把我们留在地上，那使我们成为他见证的最终的目的。
This is the ultimate purpose why he left us on this earth.
叫我们成为那个圣洁没有瑕疵。
So that we'll be a holy without blemish.
成了一个荣耀的教会。
So that we can be a holy church. A
glorious church. 到那一天的时候啊。
And on that day.
其实还不必到那一天，今天呢，也是这样。
So we don't have to wait till that day, but even today it is the same.
那些执政的掌权的
，all the rulers and the authorities.
那他们看见神百般的智，在教会的身上看见神百般的智慧。
When they see the manifold wisdom of God through this,
是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
当他看教会的时候，
When they look at the church,
看见我们这许多人的时候，
they look at all these people.
他不是看我们人有多少，
They do not look at how many people there are.
但是看我们这个人的变得怎样，
They see the transformation in these people.
我们从前这个人都是落成在死在罪恶过犯的一般人。
Formerly, we were all dead in our sins and transgressions.
我们不仅是有罪在我们身上，死在我们身上。
Not only was sin in us, death was also in us.
并且我们还有血气，我们的肉体，我们的思想意念，许多的掺杂在我们里面。
We also have the flesh and the self and everything that was mixed in.
所以我们认识自己，知道自己实在不像样子。
So we know ourselves and we know that we are not like him.
我们常常为着我们自己的情形在而难过，在而忧伤。
For our condition, we are sorrowful and grieved
in spirit. 我们是这样的一般人。
We're such a people.
主不仅是爱我们。
God doesn't only love us,
救了我们，
and He has saved us.
也继续不断地做工在我们身上，
and He continuously to work in us.
还要做到一个地步啊，
and He has to do His perfect work in such a way. 使我们成为
圣洁没有瑕疵，
so that we'll be holy without blemish.
叫所有一切执政与掌权的，
so that all the rulers and authorities on earth
都在我们身上看见了那个神万般的智慧，
so that they can see from us the manifold wisdom of God.
神实在是智慧的神，
God is truly a wise God.
他们没有话可说。
They have no words to utter.
他们完全在投降服下来。
They totally surrender and yield.
从什么地方看见神的智慧呢？
From where can you see God's wisdom?
那是从教会的身上。
It's from the church.
撒旦把借着罪和死，把这一般人败坏到一个地步，简直败坏到，这个一定是无可救药了。
Through sin and death. Satan has corrupted this people to a point where it is unsalvageable.
一直囚牢的囚坏的木头没有用处了。
These are like prisoners and corrupt wood. It is of no use.
但是我们的神，他就把我们制作得了一礼物。
But our God has done His work in us to serve.
他就借着水借着道，那么把我们洗净到一个地步。
Through the water and His word, He has cleansed us to a certain extent.
不仅是把所有一切的杂质都洗掉。
He has washed away all the
impurities.
And all the filth and the
mixture.
He has washed away all the sin.
并且使我们成了圣洁，没有瑕疵。
So that we can be holy and without blemish.
使我们显出来像主耶稣基督一样。
So that we can be manifesting and be like Christ Jesus.
这是神的智慧。
Brothers and sisters, this is the wisdom of God.
那天上执政掌权的就知道那黑暗的权势说的。
Powers and authorities, he relates to the people on this earth.
当撒旦在我们身上看见那个神所做一切的工作。
When Satan sees all the work that God has done in us,
他就没有话可说。
He has no other word to utter.
就承认我们的神是智慧的。
He has to acknowledge that our God is wise.
弟兄姊妹，这是教会在地上的职责。
This is the ministry of the church on this earth.
这也是主在教会身上所做工的那个目的。
This is also the goal by which God works in the church.
那么教会怎么能够达到这种情形？
And how does the church can reach this standard?
那神的心意是美好的。
God has a beautiful design.
但是我们看我们的光景呢，实在不大像样子。
But as we look at ourselves, we do not look like him.
我们是不是对我们自己很满意呢？
Are we satisfied with ourselves?
我们是不是对我们家庭生活很满意呢？
Are we happy with our family life?
我们是不是对我们教会的光景很满意呢？
Are we happy with the condition of the church life?
我们若说真话的话呀，
If we truly say the truth,
我们实在是不满意。
We truly are not satisfied.
亏欠主。
We truly fall short.
主在我们身上的那盼望是那么大。
The Lord has put a great hope in us.
主在我们身上工作的目的，那是那样的圣洁。
The Lord has such a holy goal in us.
是那样的纯洁，是那样的荣耀。
And it is so glorious.
而我们今天所显着的光景呢，却是很不像样子。
But today, what we show is truly pitiful.
那我们怎么能够？为什么能够这种样子？
How come we're in this condition?
为什么和主所要求的、主所盼望的差得那么远？
How come we are so far apart from what God has desired to hope for?
我们有很多的难处。
Obviously, we have a lot of difficulties.
我们有很多的理由。
And we have a lot of reasons.
世界是败坏的。
The world is corrupt.
我们在这个大的染缸里头啊，没有办法不被它染，不把它那个变坏的。
in this big bad environment, we cannot but help be bad.
我的朋友也不好,
our friends are bad.
我四个的环境也不好,
our circumstances
所以今天呢,
are bad. So today I cannot be good.
我们有很多理由来讲,
we have lots of
我们也承认我们是软弱,
we also confess that we're weak and we cannot overcome
很多的试探呢,
the
我们没有办法胜过,
and we cannot overcome many temptations.
魔鬼力量是那么大,
The devil has such great power.
他是古蛇,
and he is the ancient
snake.
And he was wicked.
他是大红龙,
and he was this big dragon.
可怕,
he was so horrible.
那我们这个怎么是他的对手呢?
How are we any opponent of his? It is easy for him to destroy us.
那这个非常困难。
For us to overcome him is quite difficult.
所以既然落在这种光景之下, 我也没有办法嘛。
So we can't help ourselves in this condition. We can find many reasons.
但是无论如何,
but no matter what,
我们对我们的光景不满意,
we're not satisfied with our own conditions.
因为不像主, 没有不能满足主的心意,
because we cannot satisfy his heart.
所以我们也不能满意。
And so, therefore, we are not satisfied.
外面环境各种, 还有仇敌的工作, 有许多的难处,
even though there are a lot of difficulties on the outside and the work of the enemies.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道最大一个难处,
but, the brothers and sisters, the biggest difficulty
不在于外面,
is not from the outside.
乃在我们里面,
it is from the inside. The biggest difficulty is ourselves.
你知道马丁路德曾经说过,
you know that Martin Luther has said,
他说, 虽然那个, 那个教皇要杀害他,
even the Pope wanted to kill him.
那样子逼迫他,
and the Pope wanted to persecute
地上的君王啊,
him.
也在那攻击他,
all the kings and rulers of this world were attacking
啊,
him. He was not afraid of any of those. The enemy that he was afraid the most was he himself.
我的自己啊,
he himself was worse than the Pope.
弟兄姊妹,
this is a person who truly knew himself. He truly knew the Lord. All difficulties can be resolved. Because our Lord can do everything. And he knows everything. He knows everything. The difficulty is on us. It is on ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 今天个人身上难处也好,
so regardless of all the difficulties of our life, all the problems in our families, all the matters surrounding the church, all the problems were developed by the self.
实在是我们的自己乃是我们最大的仇敌。
It is the self of man that is the biggest enemy.
不要去怪别人。
Do not blame other people.
我们若怪了怪我们自己。
Just blame yourself.
我们自己才是我们最大的仇人。
We are our worst enemy.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
为什么缘故?
Why is this so?
我们读的哥林多后书第四章就给我们看见。
When we read 2 Corinthians 4, we see that.
他说有宝贝在瓦器里面。
There's this treasure in earthen vessels.
这什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
那个宝贝啊, 是指到主耶稣基督说的。
Of course, the treasure refers to the Lord Jesus.
除了主耶稣之外, 还有什么东西是宝贝?
Other than the Lord Jesus, what else is the treasure?
只有我们的主是宝贝。
So only our Lord
他是无价之宝,
is the treasure. He is a priceless treasure. He is so pure and beautiful. He is so glorious and bright. Our Lord Jesus is indeed a treasure. Nothing, no thing or person can be in comparison with him. But this treasure is an earthen vessel. What does this earthen vessel refer to? I think all brothers and sisters know. This earthen vessel refers to us. We're like the earthen vessels.
那这个瓦器呢,
this earthen vessels are not worth much.
也是很粗糙的,
and it is also very rough.
也是丑陋的,
it is also ugly.
也是不美丽的,
it is not beautiful.
实在是不仅是瓦, 很, 是很土气的, 很土的,
it is also earthly.
那并且它也是很坚固的,
it is also very fortified.
很刚硬的,
it is very hard.
所以这个瓦器啊, 实在是一个大的难处。
So this earthen vessel is truly a great difficulty.
就是一个太坚固了,
because it is so fortified.
那里的宝贝都显不出来。
that the treasure inside cannot be manifested. To manifest that the surpassing greatness of the power.
不是出于我们自己,
is not from ourselves.
乃是出于神,
but maybe of God.
那个宝贝有个莫大的能力啊,
this treasure has a surpassing greatness of power. Has to be manifested.
但是我们这个瓦器啊, 就把它挡住了。
However, we, these earthen vessels, are blocking us, and we're blocking his glory, so that man cannot see him. So we ourselves are the biggest difficulty. It is not only our difficulty, it is also a difficulty for our God. I remember this joke when I first started my ministry. I did not like to talk to people.
这个人呢是一个很关闭的人。
This person was a very closed person.
我不大喜欢敞开自己。
I did not like to open up myself.
我们一个带领我们弟兄啊。
There's a leading brother.
他就说啊，这个魏弟兄啊，真是像一个，像一个，像个什么东西，像一个。 螺丝像一个吃的那个海螺吃的啊
snail
天螺
snail so brother leading brother said that brother Wei is like this snail or mussel
它里面有一个很那个肉啊很不错的
The meat inside was pretty good.
这外面盒子把它包起来了。
But the shell was surrounding him.
没有人的时候，它就钻出来了。
When there was no one, this meat would get out.
没有人的时候，它跑进去了。
When there was people around, the thing got into the shell.
这是叫人难为的不得了。
So this is very hard for people.
你要用一块大的锤子把它锤打一下吧。
We should hit him with a big hammer.
就把那外面壳打碎掉了。
So that you can break the outer shell.
这个天螺也死掉了。
So then the mussel would die.
你要是不打吧, 这个它就不出来。
But if you don't hit the shell, then the good thing won't come out.
真是叫人为难的。This
is indeed a difficulty.
我看我们就是这样。
I think we're like this.
不仅叫自己为难。
Not only do we cause problems for ourselves.
叫弟兄为难。
We also cause problems for our brothers. We also cause problems for the Lord. If the Lord strike us severely and break our shell, and the treasure would come out.
太厉害了也不行,
but he cannot be too severe because we can't bear it.
不厉害嘛,
but then if he doesn't use enough force, he cannot break the shell.
难处,
this is a great difficulty. The big difficulty is the self.
你知道这个缘故,
because of this reason,
我们环境, 我们身体, 各方面,
as a result, our circumstances, our health, and other conditions, we encounter lots of difficulties. The Lord doesn't necessarily want to see us in difficulty. But God truly loves us. So why would we encounter all these difficulties? Some of them are from our body. Some are outside the body. Some are difficulties from the environment. Some are related to us. Why do we encounter all these difficulties? Brothers and sisters, all these difficulties are the means by which God wanted to break our shell. So Paul talked about afflicted in every way. Afflicted in every way.
那心里作难,
and perplexed.
就心里就没办法, 没有路可走了,
you have no way to turn to. What do you do?
被弃绝,
persecuted.
不仅家庭的弃绝了我们,
not only has our family forsaken us, our husbands have forsaken us. Our wives have forsaken us. All the people in the world have forsaken us. But even our friends have forsaken us. This is indeed very lonely. Struck down. You actually fall down. But you cannot come climb back up again. These are all the difficulties from the outside. There's so many difficulties.
都不是那个随便来的。
But all these difficulties do not come easily.
安排的。
This is what the Lord has arranged. 就是
说，照着他自己智慧计划而安排给我们这件事。
According to His wisdom and His plans, He arranged these difficulties.
那正是正好是我们说能够承受得住的。
And this is something that we can bear.
主不会做过分的事情。
The Lord would not exceed His boundaries.
因为那个难处难到的地步，好像承受不住了。
The difficulties cannot will not be so hard that we cannot bear.
他纵然有试探，会到一个地步，我们好像承受不住了。
Even though we may encounter some temptations, that it's seemingly that we cannot bear.
但到了时候，主还是会给我们开一条出路的。
But at the right time, God would open up a way for us.
让我们能够忍受得住。
So that we can endure.
因为主不是用难处来惩罚我们。
But God, because God did not use difficulties to punish us.
他乃是借着这些难处来管教。
He is using these difficulties to discipline us.
这是有他的目的。
And He has a purpose.
这是有他意义的。
And He has a significance.
意义就是把我们这个己要给我们打碎掉。
And the significance is to break down the self.
如果我们己被打碎了。
If the self has been broken down.
宝贝就显出来了。
Then treasure will be
manifested. 无论仇敌也好，无论世界也好，无论什么难处也好，他都胜过。
Whether it is Satan, it is the world, or any other thing,
只要主耶稣彰显出来，没有个难处能够是他没有不能胜过的。
As long as the Lord Jesus was manifested, He can overcome all difficulties.
难处就是我们把他在那阻挡住了。
The difficulty is where we have blocked His this treasure.
所以感谢主，主就神就借着许许多的环境。
So we thank the Lord that God has used a lot of circumstances
来管教我们
to discipline us.
好像是来击打我们
as if He is striking us.
乃是让我们这个人被破碎
However, He wants the man to be broken.
你怎么叫做破碎呢
What is being broken?
破碎就是换句话说就这个人软了柔软了
In other words, this man is soft.
没有被破碎就是很硬
Prior to this being broken down, the man is break.You insist on your own will. No one can change it. It is very hard. This is not being broken.
我曾经碰到一个弟兄
Before I've encountered a brother.
我曾经听到他讲话
I have heard him speak.
我听着就很害怕
When I hear about it, I was very afraid.
我的意见谁也不能改变
When I have decided something, nobody can change it.
主耶稣也不能改变
Even the Lord Jesus cannot change it.
最好不要听主去听耶稣就好了
You shouldn't just mention the Lord.
你既然说他是主嘛，那你就跟他听他的了。
Because you call him the Lord, of course you have to listen to him.
但是他就这样子很郑重地跟大家那儿说。
But he was saying this in all seriousness to all of us.
人呢就是这样硬啊。
We are like this.
我们弟兄是这样，我们也是这样。
Our brother is like this.
人就是我们身上
的
刚硬。
We, our hearts are so hardened. We're so stubborn.
很多时候，谁也不能改变我们这个。
And a lot of times, even God cannot change us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
那么，怎样才能使他软下来呢
？So how can a man be softened?
就多受苦难。
So we have to be afflicted in every way.
主爱我们的话
，If the Lord loves us,
他会增加我们的难处。
He will increase our difficulties.
好叫我们这人被破碎。
So that we can be broken.
使我们这个人软下来。
So that we can be soft.
我们若软下来了
if we are soft,
那主就能在我们身上做工了
The Lord can do His work.
我们也能接受主的工作
and we can accept His work.
有多少时候主在我们里头做？
Many times God, the Lord wants to do His work in us, and we reject it.
圣经在里面说一句两句三次，是一次两次三次，我们都拒绝。
And God has tried to do it once, twice, three times, four times, and we reject His work in us.
那到了时候，主就借着环境。就要来破碎我们。
So at the right time, He will use the circumstance to break us.
是不能接受主的圣灵的感动。
Because we're so hardened, we cannot receive the moving of the Holy Spirit.
有时候圣灵感动，那个感动都不知道的。
So that we don't even know that the Holy Spirit is moving us.
这个人呢，是硬到一个地步都木头木脑了。
We can be so hardened that we have lost our minds.
人家都说有圣灵的感动啊，你怎么不接受呢？没有，不是，这是不是圣灵感动
？People would say, "Oh, this is the moving of the Spirit," and he would say, "No, this is not the moving of the Spirit."
所以主需要借着环境来破碎我们。
So the Lord has to use circumstances to break us.
所以我们不要问说为什么主这样带领我，为什么主那样带领我。
So do not ask the Lord why He leads you this way or that
way. 为什么主叫我遭遇这样难处
？Why the Lord encounters? Why the Lord let me encounter these difficulties?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
就是叫我们这个人软化下来。
Which is for the man to be softened.
软化有什么用处呢
？What is the purpose of being softened?
容易接受那个圣灵管教。
So that we can accept God's discipline easier.
容易接受圣灵的感动。
so that we can accept the moving of the Holy Spirit
easier.
So that we can easily accept the teaching of the Holy Spirit within us.
所以我们需要软.
Therefore, we have to be soft.
等到这一个被破碎之后,
after we have been broken,
那么到这时候了, 圣灵, 那个在你都感动我们就
When the Spirit moves us, then we can accept it easily. And we have a heart full of fear of God. We dare not reject it. Because if we don't accept it, then He will strike us again. So we have this fear of God in us. Not only are we afraid of punishment, but we also truly see that the Lord loves us. And through these difficulties, through these circumstances,
把我们最从里头除掉了,
and He removed sins from us.
我们不能胜过的罪,
the sin that we cannot overcome.
我们不能脱离那个罪,
the sins that we cannot all the sin that we're under bondage
接着环境,
of,
接着难处,
through our environment and through difficulties, He brings us forward. For this work in us, we truly thank and praise the Lord. He loves us so.
他没有一下子把我们打死掉,
He did not strike us dead.
他打得也不轻也不重,
and He does not strike us too heavily or too lightly. It is just perfect. So our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. Because the Lord loves us so much. Within us, we have this fear of the Lord. And we desire to accept the leading of the Lord.
所以他说, 基督死在我们身上,
therefore, it says, always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord. That the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
那个,
how can the life of Jesus be manifested in our body?
有基督的死在我们身上?
It's because we have the dying of Jesus. What does it mean to have the dying of Jesus carried in our body? When we encounter difficulties, when our flesh is about to erupt and our temper is going to flare up, and our old self is about to wake up, you put yourself in the position of death so that the dying of Jesus is in you. When you put yourself in this position of death,
那个肉体血气, 那个脾气,
your flesh and blood and your temper will disappear.
为什么缘故?
For why is this so?
因为我们知道我们的自己, 我们的旧人已经和主同钉十字架,
because we know we have been crucified with Christ.
我们已经和主同死了,
we have been dead with Christ.
所以我们把我们自己摆在死地,
so we put ourselves in the position of death. Because a dead person cannot reason anymore. A dead person cannot be hardened and insist on his way. A dead person cannot love the world. When you put yourself in the position of death, then the life of Jesus will be manifested in your body. And His life will be manifested in your life. Not only does He live in you, He's also manifested in you, so that we can show forth the image of the Lord Jesus. And the testimony can be manifested a little.
感谢赞美主,
we thank and praise the Lord. He works in us in this way. A little bit. And He does this work daily.
所以主说,
so therefore, the Lord says, if anyone wants to follow me, he needs to deny himself, take up his cross and follow me.
为什么要背十字架呢?
Why do we have to take up the cross? Before they may have taken up the cross.
那个很轻松的,
it is a very easy thing.
到哪里去,
wherever you want to go, you just go.
你愿意讲什么话, 讲什么话,
whatever you want to say, you say.
你愿意这样就怎样,
you want to do whatever you want to do. Now you have a big cross on you. Then it is not so easy.
你想到哪里去, 这个十字架太重了,
when you take up this cross,
你吃,
the cross is heavy.
吃也吃不消啊,
you can't bear it.
所以那总是一个拦阻,
this is a hindrance. So that we can see that the death of Jesus has been a hindrance in our life.
那我们就把自己摆在死地。
So we put ourselves in the position of death.
一摆在死地，我们就释放了。
Once we're there, we're liberated.
你说这是真的吗
？You say, is this true?
我可以做见证，说是真的。
I can testify that that is true.
弟兄姊妹，我这个人呢，很早以前很喜欢讲理由的。
When I was very young, I really liked to reason.
也不是也不太 young 了，就是也就中年了，还是喜欢讲理由。
When I was in my middle ages, I still liked to reason.
就是喜欢讲理由。
I just love to reason.
我常常有跟人说，岂有此理。
And I always say, what kind of reasoning is this?
那我跟有一个弟兄，我在说的时候啊。
When I said this to a brother,
他说你到现在还讲这话。
He said, you're still saying this now?
我说为什么不能讲
？I said, why can't I say this?
我说物不平则鸣。我心里不平。
Because I cannot have the smooth feelings in my
heart. 我就要讲。
So I say what I want.
好像我很有理由似的。
As if I have great reasoning behind me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那是我们的羞耻。
This is our shame.
我们一直都是讲理由的。
We always reason.
不是说我们没有理由。
It is not that there are no reasons.
我们有理由。
We may have reasons.
我们可以讲理由。
We can talk about reasoning.
这是理由，你讲理由的时候。
But when you insist on reasoning,
每个人都说你讲的理由很对。
Everybody says that your reasoning is correct.
你讲理由很好。
And your reasoning is good.
你这个理由是很，这个是没问题的。
And this reasoning has no problem.
人都在这称赞你。
Everybody praises you.
全世界都称赞你。
The entire world praises
you. 所有人都称赞你。
Everybody praises
you. 你是最有理由的一个人。
You have somebody with the best reasoning.
结果呢？
And what's the end result?
生命丧掉了。
You have forfeited your life.
理由给你得着了。
You have gained reasoning.
人称赞给你得着了。
You have gained praises of men.
但是你生命丧掉了。
But then your spirit is lost.
得到生命的。
You who have gained the spirit.
丧失了生命。
But you have lost.
你救了你的魂生命啊。
You have gained your soul life.
你救了你自己啊。
You have saved yourself.
但是你里面那个生命丧掉了。
However, your inner life within is lost.
你还能拿什么东西换生命呢
？What can a man give in exchange for his soul?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters.
所以人若转到全世界
，if a man gains the whole world.
这是主对我说的。
This is what the Lord
says. 人若对我人是人若转到全世界
，if a man gains the whole world.
赔上自己。
But he has forfeited his soul.
有什么益处呢
？What will a man be profited?
就是说，全世界都给你得着了。
Even if you gain the whole world,
大家都说你好。
Everybody say you're good.
但是你把你自己赔上去了。
But you forfeited yourself.
有什么益处呢
？What is it profit?
人还能拿什么换生命呢
？What will a man give in exchange for his soul?
亲爱的兄弟们。
Dear brothers and sisters,
今天主所注意的不是理由的问题。
Today the Lord is not emphasizing on the reasoning.
不是我们好坏的问题。
It is not whether we're good or bad.
主所注意乃是我们这个己是有没有摆在死地。
What the Lord wants to focus on is whether we have put ourselves on death.
我们讲理由的人摆在死地。
Whether we have put that reasoning man in
the
position of death.
我们肯把自己摆在死地。
Whether we have put ourselves in the position of death. Then we cease reasoning.
不讲理由也不是说是乱来一气。
Even if we cease reasoning, we're just doing anything.
我们不再和人争了。
We just don't argue with people.
你知道很多的家庭难处。
You know, a lot of family difficulties.
就是因为讲理由。
It's because we try to reason.
其实不是为了大事。
It may not be a very big thing.
都是为了很小一些事情。
It's also very minute things.
都是为了我们所谓的鸡毛蒜皮一些很小一点的事。
It is all in the minutia.
就在讲理由。
But we are reasoning.
就在那儿争起来了。
And we argue.
不仅争得面红耳赤。
Not only do we argue with a red face.
争得全家也不安。
There's no peace in the entire household.
争到就把家庭也争没有了。
And then we argue to a point that we break up the family.
这还算小事。
Is this a small thing?
弟兄姊妹有没有想到？
Brothers and sisters, have you ever thought about that? When you're arguing in this manner.
那主的见证在哪里？
Where is the testimony of the Lord?
主的主权在哪里？
Where's the sovereignty of the Lord?
主在哪里？
Where is the Lord?
主有没有在你中间？
Is the Lord in your midst?
主有没有在你里做主？
Is the Lord your Lord?
主的见证有没有从你上彰显出来？
Is the Lord's testimony manifested?
主的荣耀有没有在这彰显出来？
Is His glory manifested?
争到一个地步。
When you argue to a certain extent.
叫主不仅家庭被破坏了。
Not only is the family destroyed,
教主也受到羞辱。
The Lord is also put to shame.
教主得不到荣耀。
The Lord also does not get His glory.
我们损失小事。
It is a small thing that we have lost.
但主的损失大事。
But it is a big thing that the Lord has lost.
主的诫命是大大的事情。
The testimony of the Lord is a big thing.
主既然是把这一个责任托付给我们。
Because he has entrusted us with this responsibility.
我们应当做一个忠心的人。
We have to be a faithful person.
我们不能让主的见证受到亏损。
We cannot let this testimony fall short.
很多时候别人都说我们错了。
A lot of times everybody say we're wrong.
我们还是来坚持自己。
But we will insist on us.
我们就说这是出乎主的。
Because this is out of the Lord.
这是主所做的。
This is what the Lord has done.
主让我这样做。
And the Lord has let us do this.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
主让你这样做,
the Lord will not let you do things to put his name to shame. He will not do it so that his testimony is destroyed. He is not someone in conflict. Because he has entrusted us with his testimony. And he wants us to be his testimony. He will not destroy his testimony.
亲爱的兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, we have to be a person who is soft.
不要做个刚硬的人,
we should not be a hard-hearted person. We should not be a person who insists on our own ways. We should not be somebody who argues based on reasoning. We should not be somebody who argues because of our own things. And we should not be arguing because of our own benefits. We need to cast down everything. Because this world and everything in the world, the lust of the world will pass away. However, the will of God will abide forever. I don't have much time. I have a very heavy burden. I have a heavy burden. For the testimony of the Lord. How I desire the Lord to have glory. How I desire that the Lord will be manifested in weak people like us. However, because of our brothers and sisters, including myself, we live in our own self. We live in our own reasoning. We live in our own faith. We live in our own wealth. We live in what we are and what we have. We insist on what we do.
结果叫主的荣耀彰显不出来。
And therefore the glory of the Lord cannot be manifested.
叫主的见证不能成就在我们的身上。
And the testimony of the Lord cannot be manifested in us.
这是何等严肃的一件事。
It is a serious matter.
这是何等大的一件事。
It is a great matter.
我实在盼望主对我们说话。
I truly desire the Lord to speak to us.
我不知道弟兄姊妹的情形如何。
I do not know the condition of the brothers and sisters.
但是主知道。
But the Lord knows.
主知道我们这个人的光景。
The Lord knows our conditions.
主知道我们的软弱在什么地方。
The Lord knows our weaknesses.
主知道什么地方我们没有让主得荣耀。
The Lord knows where on what areas we have not gained the glory.
我们一直活在自己里面的一个人。
We are the person who lives in ourselves. We do not want to forsake ourselves. We cannot yield ourselves. We're not unwilling to lose ourselves. So that the Lord has fallen short. And his life cannot be manifested. And his glorious liberty cannot be manifested. I think about the song from the table meeting.
有茶翅上腾啊，我们欢乐到的地步，好像有翅膀一样，就飞起来了。
We're so joyful that it's like we have wings flying up.
这首诗歌好久没唱了。
We haven't sang this song for a long time.
不够欢乐了。Because
we're not joyful enough.
真是欢乐到的地步啊，那样自由，那样自由。
Because we're so joyful by this liberty
we've given.
It's as if we have wings flying up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters, if we do not surrender ourselves before the Lord,
不被主捆绑的话,
if we're not bounded by the Lord, we cannot gain liberty.
但愿主怜悯我们,
may the Lord have mercy on us so that we can deny ourselves,
很降服在主的面前,
that we can yield ourselves, that we're willing to lose our own benefits so that he may increase like the grain that is fallen into the earth and will bear much fruit. If we're not willing to die,
因为生命不能显明出来。
The life cannot be manifested.
并且也许多资历也彰显不出来。
And the fruit cannot be manifested either.
主在我们身上 得回了荣耀。
And the Lord cannot gain the glory from us.
怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们看见今天我们主所托给我们的。
So that we can see what He has entrusted to us.
那是耶稣基督的见证。
Which is the testimony of the Jesus of Jesus Lord.
让把主在那表明出来。
To manifest the Lord.
也给我们看见我们难处到底在什么地方。
Also, may He show us where our difficulties lie.
为什么不能彰显出来？
Why is it we cannot manifest Him?
是我们的己，我们的自己。
It is because of the self.
不是环境。
It is not the environment.
不是弟兄姊妹。
It is not the brothers and sisters.
不是家里面的人。
It is not the people in the family.
乃是你的自己。
But it is you yourself.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
只有借着十字架。
It is through the cross.
我已经和基督同定十字架。
That I have been crucified with Christ.
一直都摆在把自己摆在死的地位上面。
So I have beenPut myself in the position of death.
下面就是活着不再是我，乃基督从里在我里头活着。
So that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
主就从里头活出来了。
And so the Lord would be alive through us.
主就从死亡上彰显出来了。
And the Lord will be manifested in us.
这是一个秘诀。
This is a mystery.
这是生活的秘诀。
This is a secret for life.
那么这也是我们今天所该有的光景。
And this is also the condition that we ought to have.
主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主求主借着圣灵对我们说话。
We entreat the Lord to speak to us through the Holy Spirit.
让我里面听见你的声音。
So that we can hear your voice.
你不仅是要在住在我们里面。
Not only do you want to dwell in us.
你要从我们里头当然活出来。
You want to live through us.
彰显出来。
And be manifested through us.
你何等的盼望。
How you desire.
让你的荣耀能在这里显明出来。
For your glory to be manifested here.
虽然我们算不得什么。
Even though we're nothing.
但是我们只有这一点点的心愿。
But we have this little desire.
让你在这里得到自由。
Which is for you to have liberty.
让你在这里得到彰显。
Which is for you to be manifested.
让你在这里得到荣耀。
So that you can gain glory.
让你看见的不是我们。
So that people do not see us.
乃是我们的主在这里。
But the Lord who is lived out in us.
亲爱的主。
Dear Lord.
求主做工在我们的身上。
May you work.
给我们有光照
so that we have so that we can be enlightened so that we can be moved
给我们有力量
so that we have strengthened
这是让我们的主在我们身上得到自由
so that the Lord can get liberty in us
在我们身上得到亨通的道路
so that he, you can have your ways in us
求主听我们的祷告
May the Lord hear our prayers
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
Amen